So I'm going to just drop out like, oh, this cunt, and then it'll be like,
no,
don't swear, just fucking...
Just let loose.
We don't edit anything, and we're really professional, and we've already started recording. So.
Have we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got Aki here. Aki Rush. What's going on?
Oh, nice. What's happening, mate? What have you been up to?
Yeah, you know, guys, working.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to eat stuff because it's more interesting to talk
Harold's
to you guys.
Puzzles. Battle
puzzles. Puzzles!
We're going to do the crossword together.
We can probably do the crossword now that we've got the video camera going.
That'd be so boring.
Fuck, that'd be the worst.
We should do that.
But there's kids on YouTube that unwrap toys that get 5 billion views.
There's a kid that unwraps toys called Ryan Toys Review or something like that. He's the highest earning YouTube person ever. He's like a 9-year-old kid that just unwraps toys and plays with them.
It's shocking.
It's ridiculous.
I'm astounded at the amount of 2-year-olds that have Instagrams that have millions of followers. Yeah. I saw one today and this little 2-year-old, it's like my first ever selfie. Obviously she didn't type that.
Fingers, but she's not
proper fingers yet. She's not typing it. How are you taking a selfie?
You don't have adequate dexterity.
It blows me away. I'm pushing for 1,000. They got millions.
Parents love a kid's Instagram.
Oh. It's just weird. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even want my kids knowing how to open my phone.
Yeah.
The other day,
Wes did it, and he didn't punch him through the wall, I saw.
Yeah, my youngest took about 1,000 photos of himself. He just opened it up, and it's just facing him, and he just pressed the button. I looked at my phone, and there's literally 500 or 600 photos of his silly looking head.
That's funny, because I'm 23, and my friends still do that, so it doesn't change.
What happened to me?
What?
Right, so went to my mum's house after work.
Yep.
Hung out there, and I'm like, Mum, why have you got a tub of pre-workout sitting on the counter?
Tub of what?
Pre-workout.
What's that?
What? You know what pre-workout is, yeah?
That's why I said, what's that?
Well, it's like a powder, I guess. You drink it before you put it in water and then you drink it before you work out and it makes you, it's like caffeine.
It's a happy medium between a cup of coffee and cocaine. It's like a legal medium.
As I'm sitting here eating a sandwich.
Yeah, with cheese and meat. Anyway.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, I was going to try to get fit and then, your brother's partner told me to try it. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, yeah, so I had it once and I ran up and down the hill 9 times. And I did 9 loads of washing and I've been running around the house and I'm going to throw it in the bin. She's like, do you want it? And I'm like, well, I'll take it.
Sure, she wasn't just doing ice.
This is
crazy. Yeah, I'm sure.
She's just stuffing a container in there.
Yeah, so she,
It's like, oh, I got this.
And then I tried it. I tried it on the way here. I did it, and it really didn't do anything.
Yeah, she's like, I got this pre-workout. I got it from a guy in the back streets of Pakenham. He just pulled up.
Yeah, the thing about that is, my mum ain't leaving the hill.
Oh,
Pakenham's pretty stuck on Cockatoo. That's it.
That's like people who live down on the peninsula. Live on the peninsula do not leave Mornington Peninsula.
It's bizarre.
It's a weird thing. People who live in, Rye and Sorrento... It's like, oh yeah, I went to the city once, and it's just strange.
No, my mum goes, I went to the city, and I'm like, oh yeah. No, she didn't go to the city, she went to Knox City.
That's city.
Knox City.
Dude, as a kid, leaving the hills to go to Fountain Gate, that's a big
day. Fountain Gate's a big trip, man, it's a full day.
It's like, we're going to Fountain Gate tomorrow? I'm like, mum, yes. Can we go to Wendy's?
It's like going to Knox, it's like, I can't believe it's not city.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
City light.
It's a definite... Yeah, there's a lot of moccasins going on. Other than that, it's...
Oh, there you go.
Right, so, anyway, this is Sad Party Podcast.
Yeah. Sad Party Podcast. Know? I'm
episode
actually...
420.
Are we waiting for you to... We could probably just wait. What did you say?
No.
I'm just busy eating food. So, yeah, so
we're going to wait for you to finish that, or we're just going to...
I don't care. I don't really care.
We should just do an episode of just Dayo eating things. And we'll just do the sound. What is Dayo eating? I think it's hummus.
Pretty much every episode is me eating.
We're throwing this YouTube in the bin. We're doing Dayo reviews food.
Yeah.
And Dayo just eats food.
7 thumbs up.
And then
up.
Says, oh, this food is good food.
Just unboxing food.
Meanwhile, the YouTube views are just piling up.
You know what my most viewed video is on my YouTube channel?
No.
I cooked a roast lamb once.
Oh, is that the black one?
No. I cooked a roast lamb once and I was hitting it with a shifter and playing music to it and that sort of stuff. That's on the YouTube channel that these videos are on, sort it by most viewed, it's actually that. I made it years ago just for the hell of it. Seemed like a good idea. It's had like 28,000 views.
A video of you hitting a lamb chop with a shifter?
A roast lamb with a shifter. Yeah. You have a look. I'm 100% serious.
The internet is so broken, isn't it?
It is. It's like a scary dark place. Yeah.
I just remember that then because that was so long ago. Just when we were talking about that, I'm like, oh, I have done that. Yeah. So anyway.
Hey, Aki, do you ever remember taking a roll of film to the post office and getting photos?
Oh, all the time. Going to school and you're like, going to school excursion or school
county.
How old am I?
Yeah.
46. But I look good for my age.
How old are you really?
Nah, 22.
22
years old.
And a half. Guys, relax.
And
23.
I'm old enough to be your dad.
I don't know.
I might actually be your dad. That would be gross.
Nah, I didn't leave the hills until 21, so you're definitely not my dad.
I spent a lot of time in the hills.
No, I'm glad. Not without a passport, mate.
Exactly.
Alright, do the quiz. You finished your food?
No, now I finished food. Come on. I was just hungry.
Angus got places to go, people to see.
I'm
going to go to the train station, I've got to bash three people before I go to bed.
Oh, gross. look at the quiz.
He's got dinner in the Bay Marie.
Mum turns it off at 9, so yeah. Let's wrap it up.
We've got the quiz from March 20th, 2019 here. Okay. I've still got a mouthful of food. This is really professional.
Oh, well, it's a professional podcast. At least you're not burping.
You know what's pretty good? If I put the initials down, Mitch, Aki, and Dale, it spells mad.
That is mad.
Oh, that is
damn.
So mad.
Oh, damn.
I like damn.
Remember Matt when we used to train and you vomited in my garden?
Oh, what
happened?
I don't know. Well, I trained with Mitch once and I vomited everywhere.
Yeah, I did.
Probably my pre-workout that your mum started smelling.
Back when I used to half an hour to ride a dirt bike.
Yeah. I just realised we didn't give Aki a microphone.
Oh my god, no!
I actually didn't realise that till just then.
I didn't even realise that.
Yeah,
I've been yelling.
What are
we
going to do?
I've got the microphone here.
No, but is it even going
to
be audio?
Oh, you'll
audio
hear it on the video. This microphone. I didn't have another microphone stand, so I had to make one out of ice grips in it.
Has this been in touch with a lamb recently or no?
That one hasn't, but I'm just going to unplug some stuff now.
I like it.
Didn't even realise that till just then.
Stitch up.
All right. Say something.
My debut podcast appearance,
yep.
And I was stitched.
You say something, Mitch. I want to see if your one's working.
I can't believe that actually happened.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Aki doesn't say anything good anyway.
No, he's an idiot.
All right.
Oh my god, see, he's been talking for, how long have we been recording for? 10 minutes.
8 minutes, something like that. Doesn't matter.
Oh, that's only 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Nothing important.
We would have heard you a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, the this one will hear you, because that's recorded through this one, whereas these ones go into this.
Dang it.
This one.
And then these ones, then that one, then this. Yeah.
Really, double record.
Yeah, double record. Because
we say, like, real important.
Exactly. All right, number one. Actually, no, I'll go back to the story. You were telling me about Aki throwing up.
So back
times.
So back in the day, I used to do some coaching for motocross athlete development.
Yeah.
And I took young Ackland under my wing a bit.
And
we used to train quite hard.
Yeah.
And
until I got faster than him, and then he stopped training.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
If you love it, that fly.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever confirmed or denied your speed, but I think at the moment you're quicker than me. Regardless, I fancied myself as a bit of a personal trainer back in the day.
Yeah.
Where I would just yell at Aki and make him do stuff until he vomited in the yard, and that was it.
I yelled at Aki and make him do stuff, but that was just work. Yeah. It wasn't training.
Yeah, that's right. We all work together. Yeah, so. But yeah, I had a bit of a vomiting episode out the front of my house.
It's alright. You probably deserved it too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was life lessons learned the hard way, really, wasn't it?
It was honestly just a rinse and repeat of push-ups. It's like, I'll do 5 push-ups. Oh, yeah, we'll do 6 this time. Run 4 kilometres. Like, what?
Oh, Jesus.
Give us 900 burpees.
Alright, that's good. Well, awesome. Let's do the quiz.
Right.
Number one. Reese Witherspoon stars as Madeline Martha McKenzie in which TV series? I don't know Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon's on TV?
Apparently.
You know this. You're you.
I'm going to go with Mortified.
Mortified? Is that actually a show?
Yeah. What? You never said? I'm too young. I forget that.
Mortified. I've never
ABC.
Seen Mortified.
There was a kid named Hector on it.
And Reese Witherspoon?
Yo!
It's just a blonde girl. I don't think that's Reese Witherspoon.
Well,
but it's the best suggestion I have.
Well,
We've got another person who's rocked up.
What, another guest?
Andy's here. We're going to have to make some room for him.
I'll go over that way. I'm going to forfeit lots of room.
Do you like the microphone stand? Andy, Aki, Mitch.
Hello, mate.
There you go.
Andy, how you going, buddy?
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm going to move the camera back so we can all be actually.
I saw that, man.
It's good like this because you can't see Aki, which is much better.
I like that.
The camera just fell backwards. That's really professional. Well, we just started doing stuff here, and we could actually spell Adam with like all the letters here.
Oh, damn!
Yeah. I'm going to go madder. How are you, Andy?
Living the dream, mate. Living
good.
The dream.
Always good thing.
There we go.
I'm going to try and move this around a bit. Try and get some more people in it. There's not much we can really do. I mean, there's heaps of people here.
Are we going to get the telephone mic out?
The telephone
mic. Oh!
Jeez.
This is really professional.
No.
The worst thing is, I'm not even a drinker. I haven't even got that as an excuse. I'm just really...
An idiot.
Just really...
just a plain old-fashioned idiot.
Just really crap. Yeah, cool. And you can just short.
How do you reckon you'd take a roundhouse kick to the chin, Dave?
You can share my mic. No one cares what I say anyway.
What's that?
How do you reckon you'd like take a roundhouse kick square to the chin?
I reckon you'd hurt.
Do you reckon you drop?
I reckon you'd hurt your foot. I reckon I'd drop it all. So, yeah. All right. So we're halfway through doing stuff. You've come interrupted halfway through. Oh, so.
We're on that question one, though.
Yeah, we're on question one. So Reese Witherspoon stars as Madeline Martha McKenzie in which TV series? Do you know what one Reese Witherspoon... I didn't know Reese Witherspoon was it. He said... What did you say?
I said Mortified. But after some research, I realised that is not correct.
Research. So cheated and looked at this.
I withdraw my answer.
I'm going Arrested Development.
Is she also on Arrested Development?
I don't care. I don't know any shows.
Shrek.
What do you reckon? Shrek! He said Shrek! We spoke about Shrek heaps on the last podcast.
We did.
Shrek's a pinnacle of film. I don't think it's gotten any better since
then. Dude, you should be in here last episode.
Aki's my favourite now.
It's been like 17 years and nothing good has come out.
That movie has got the best twist ending, better than The Sixth Sense where Bruce Willis was dead for the whole thing. The fact that it turns out she's actually an ogre instead of a princess.
Hang on.
What?
Bruce Willis is dead in...
In The Sixth Sense. Yeah.
How can you say shit like that and not say spoiler alert?
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert for a movie that came out 20 years ago.
That's
bloody hell. Sorry to ruin it for you, Andy. But anyway, so Reese Witherspoon, do any of us know it? I didn't know
she was Reese Witherspoon. Dirty
Little Liars.
Dirty Little Liars? Dirty Little Liars?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, The Bitch in Apartment 6 or whatever that show is. I saw it.
Oh, that's right. The Don't Trust the Sweaty Bitch or whatever it's
yeah.
called. Yeah. Big Little Lies.
I think that's pretty close.
I think that's close enough.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How's Andy? Comes in. He's just gone and grabbed the paper from the other street. Yeah. That's why he wasn't here. He's like studying.
Just come back in my DeLorean.
Number two. The annual World Super 6 Perth Golf Tournament is played during which month? You know what?
In Perth?
You got a 1 in 12 chance for this one.
I'm going to make this even more confusing. I'm going to call my brother-in-law. Because he knows golf really well. So not only is there four people here sharing three mics. We were talking for like 7 minutes.
Didn't even have a microphone.
Not a word being heard.
It's better that way.
So the production budget's still the same as it
was. It's actually worse. I'm going to call Jason. He'll know. It's gone really quiet.
Well, wait, we hear it listening to a phone ring.
Oh, really? Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Hey, guess what?
I'm going with Jason's answer too.
Mitch reckons he's going with your answer for whatever we answer here, because we've got a question in the quiz that I reckon you might know.
Okay.
The annual World Super 6 Perth Golf Tournament is played during which month?
I don't play golf.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
May.
Do you realise what month it is now?
April. It's a bit close to the month.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. Let's see. So none of us here really.
Is it a bad time to mention to you that this is a March quiz?
Yeah, this quiz is from March too. I probably should have said that. Yeah, it does. All right. So now that you know that the quiz was made in March, what month are you picking?
Okay.
All right, let's see.
I reckon April. Going off the weather. I reckon the month we're currently in.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going July.
I'm going to say September. So we're all got completely different. Let's have a look. February! That's not fair, Jason. I reckon you cheated. But Mitch reckons he's going with whatever you said.
No, then I changed it, so I'll take the point, but
he's going to take the
dishonest.
Point. Oh, well, thanks anyway.
It's not about knowledge.
Well, it kind of is about knowledge.
It's about having good guesses.
That's a good point. All right, well, you have fun, Jason.
Stay
boys. See you, mate.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's not fair. I don't like people who actually know things. All right, number three. K2 is the highest mountain in which country? I feel like we've done this one, K2.
Whichever the one Everest is on. No, the one next to
Everest
it.
Everest is in Nepal.
The one next to it.
The only K2 I know is the rollerblades I used to
have. I remember K2 rollerblades.
They're the only ones I know.
Do you agree, Brenton?
No, I'm alright.
Good.
Still drunk.
So. K2, besides the rollerblade brand, I think I'm going to say Nepal.
Well, is Everest in Nepal?
I think Everest is on the Himalayas, which is border in Nepal and China? I can't remember. I think we've had this in so many different...
Yeah.
I'm so underqualified for
this. I'm going China.
That's okay. What do you guess?
South Australia.
South Australia. All right, so Andy's going South Australia.
There's the one next to Mount Gambier.
Yeah, that's right.
Mount Kilimanjaro. Yeah.
What are you going, Aki?
Look, I'm going to go with Chile because it sounds cold up there.
Let's have a look. I like that. Pakistan. We're all completely...
What? Yep. Isn't that a desert?
I guess
with
not.
Mountains, with hills. It doesn't have to be a massive mountain. It just
deserts
has to be
don't have to be like that. Deserts can sometimes be like
wait
that.
A second. Does K2 have snow on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's snow in Pakistan?
Well, clearly if K2
that
is there.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because snow's not to do with location. Snow's to do with height. So...
Yeah,
if you've got a really high noodle sticking up in the air.
When I did snow, I got really high.
I remember when snow sung in Forma, I reckon it was really high too.
Yeah.
These children here probably don't know snow. Do you know snow?
I got snow idea. Yeah.
That's no good.
Good one, I like that.
Number four. Which popular musical revolves around fraternal twins Mickey and Eddie? Popular musical. I certainly don't know anything about musicals.
The Book of Mormon.
There's no twins in the Book of Mormon.
Not yet.
Girl.
I have no idea.
Don't even know a music.
Yeah,
high school musical is the only one I know. That goes to show my age.
Hey, that might not be a bad guess.
It's not that.
You know too well.
Mickey
and
not
too well.
They're not in any of the posters I have on my wall.
Two fraternal twins. No idea.
What's fraternal?
Fraternal is, I think, not identical. I think paternal twins is genetically identical. Fraternal, I could be wrong. I don't know.
I thought fraternal was when they just have frat parties together.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Eternal twins.
But they just look different, but they have frat parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't even have to be twins. They just have
frats.
They just have frat parties.
Alpha, Cooper, Mega.
Yeah, so the twins part, they don't have to be... related, it's just they're having frat parties at the same time.
Oh, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito sort of situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. They are twins.
Yeah, fraternal.
Yeah,
exactly. No, fraternal.
I heard they're going to make a sequel to Twins called Triplets, and it's going to have Eddie Murphy as well as the third brother.
Really?
I have heard that. Maybe I made it up in my head. Do you remember when there was that thing...
Wait, you either heard it or you just made it up.
I don't know.
I will vouch for that. I do that all the time.
He made it up.
I'll tell someone something like, I can't believe you did this, and I just made it up in my head. I think
if you saw the conversations that go on in my head, you'd lose your mind. It's really bad. But do you remember when there was a thing, everyone thought there was a movie called Shazam that Shaq was in? Do you remember that?
There's a
thing.
What was Shazam now?
No, there is now.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, everyone thought there was just this thing about Shazam and Shaq. Everyone thought there was a movie called Shazam with a genie in it, but... No, Shaq. You're annoying. But that never was actually a thing. And then Shazam has come out now, and I bet you on the internet, if you Google it, there'd be outrage that Shaq isn't in the new Shazam.
Or better yet, just Shaq is like a guest star, like a cameo.
That would be really good. I want to see it just for that. If there's no Shaq in it, I'm going to stand up at the end of the movie and go, "This sucks!" And just walk out.
When's the Shaq attack?
Do you remember when Marge Simpson was playing basketball with Bart? And she says, "Here comes the Shaq attack," and bounces the ball off his face.
No.
Anyway, So, oh, back to what we were talking about.
He made that up in his head as well.
Remember that time when Marge did the thing that no one's ever heard of?
Which popular musical revolves around fraternal twins Mickey and Eddie? I don't think any of us really care. Blood Brothers.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, there you go. I thought
that
was a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
I thought that was a porno.
Oh, dude!
Number five. Jean-Claude Van Damme one. What is the plural form of the word lava?
Lava.
Would you have known that?
Well, I thought... I was thinking
you're
lava.
The closest
no, I was thinking lava as in like the hot rock lava, not mosquito babies.
Oh, like lavas.
Lavas. But I would say lava in that context, because I would agree with Mitchell.
What would you say?
Yes, I was... You beat me to the punch. Yes. Ready to say it.
I think I'll give us all that
in
one.
In a sophisticated voice.
So I get one and everyone gets the point.
Yeah, you
just jumped the gun, mate.
Andy says something about Reese Witherspoon and none of us could have ever got it. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. Number six. Alan Jones drove for which team when he won the 1980 Formula One World Championship?
Benetton.
Was Benetton around in 1980? I'm going to say Rothmans.
That's the Siggies. That's not the name of the team.
They sponsored Formula One teams.
Yeah, they sponsored it. They weren't the naming rights sponsor.
Well, if you miss
a Formula One. We're talking about the car manufacturer.
Just says drove for which team. So, Alan Jones, you should know.
Alan Jones.
I guess that's around the ball wide open. It could be the naming sponsor. It could be the manufacturer. You go with the Ferrari.
Well, it'd be the naming rights sponsor of the team.
Yeah, which I'm going to say Rothmans. Was Rothmans sponsored?
Like Red Bull Racing is Renault, but they are Red Bull Racing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Gold Ford.
What?
Gold Ford. They were a sponsor.
Yeah. All right. What did you say?
I said Benetton.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a look. Williams. There we go. None of us. We're all
as suspected. Gold Foil. Damn it.
All right. Number seven. We've been doing. Me and Mitch have done a couple of podcasts tonight. We've done really bad.
Oh, really?
Really, really bad.
Insanely bad.
And I feel like this one we're going to do worse.
I've only been listening to the ones that I was on.
That's fair enough. They're the only good ones. Number seven. Gabon has a coastline on which gulf? What was that one?
Arab Gulf?
Yeah. Wasn't that the Arabian Peninsula?
Yeah, it was the Arabian
Peninsula. We're learning more from doing this stupid thing over time.
You know what? They call it the Gulf War. They don't say what the gulf is called.
The Kuwaiti Gulf.
That one.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
I would assume.
Yeah. Spot on.
I have no idea with this one. Let's have a look. The Gulf of Guinea. No, I didn't know that one.
That's near Papua New Guinea.
I reckon, right
in that wheelhouse.
Jesus Christ, we're getting so bad at this. Number eight. In 1979, Lord Mountbatten...
How disappointed would you be? So
yeah.
Right.
With that name.
If you were in New Guinea and you ordered bacon, because you get a guinea pig. Like guinea pig size of bacon.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Do you know what I mean? Like a guinea pig.
Strips of guinea pig.
You got me on it.
I understand where you're going with it, but it doesn't mean
you'd
I like
it. You know?
Yeah,
a rash of bacon, and it's not even. You'd have a.
You know what I can't stand? It's pineapple pizza.
Yeah. Are you guys, pineapple guy?
Do you like
pineapple? You look pineapple like pizza? A pineapple guy.
Oh,
you are.
Yeah, I like my looks into it. It's got like a great complexion.
No, because you're wearing a camouflage top.
Oh,
it's
that's
a pineapple pizza.
I didn't realize he was here. He's camouflaged.
Who's that guy?
Well, for him to be camouflaged, you have to wear a top that looks like that buffet behind him, I guess, to be camouflaged.
Why is he wearing a top, bro?
Pineapple's good on pizza. Anyone who thinks opposite.
If you're autistic, it's great.
Yeah.
What about
as I said, pipe drums. Exactly. So, number eight, in 1979, Lord Mountbatten was assassinated in which country by the IRA?
True. That was in Ireland.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm going to say Ireland. I'm going to go Germany.
I'm going to say England. All right, so we've got Baton Rouge, Ireland, Germany, and England. Let's see. Ireland. Mitchell.
Does make sense.
Maybe
it's a trick question.
I went with the trick question thing, but I was clearly wrong.
I had a lot of faith in me getting that right because I went to Ireland. I thought I should know more about it.
Turns out that's crazy. Dude, that was crazy. Have you seen footage of the wars? Like of the
you were telling me
did they have cameras?
Unreal.
It was 1979. Yeah, they had cameras in 1979.
Did that?
Yeah.
It's insane. Irish people are fucking crazy. Let alone when they're at war with each other.
I'm going to fix this camera up a bit because it's sitting on a bit of a funny angle. It's better when you can't see Mitch, but I think we'd better involve him in it.
I don't care.
A little bit. Yeah, actually, the Irish are a hostile bunch.
Yeah,
they are. They're a violent
I went to the top part, yeah. Belfast. You don't understand what anyone's saying. They all hate each other.
Yeah.
And you go down the bottom, they're really friendly.
Oh.
It's so strange. Like, no wonder they fought a bunch of times.
So it's in North English. Well, they want to be English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitch's brother thought he went to Japan, but he actually went to Scotland.
There's another story. That's a story for the ages.
All right. So enough of that crap. Number 9.
What did you see in Japan? Oh, I saw these two drunk Scottish guys. That was how the conversation went.
Yeah, he clearly went to Scotland instead. True or false? The chemical element argon is classified as an actinide.
Is this an actinide?
You say that with such confidence.
I know.
No, I'm jam while you've got
nothing. I think Mitch has worked out if he says something with confidence,
it's generally
the
wrong.
The universe is
going to align for him.
Give us a pity point, universe.
I'm going to say it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
going
to spice it definitely is.
I'm going to go no. False.
Oh, all right. Let's see.
Smell it is.
False.
Acting. Oh,
go Actog.
Yeah, I went to school a couple of years ago. It shows.
I only went to school for a couple of years.
Exactly. Number 10. Who created the children's character known as Fantastic Mr. Fox? Who was the one who wrote that?
R.L. Stein.
Oh, hang on. Was it?
Not R.L. Stein. That's Goosebumps.
Who played the character? Or is
no,
it...
that was George Clooney.
That's right. Yeah. That's something I know this.
Yeah. Now, who created the children's character known as Fantastic Mr. Fox? Is it Enid Blyton? Feels like an Enid Blyton thing.
No, I don't know.
What do you reckon?
Well, I reckon it's R.L. No, not R.L. Roald Dahl.
Is that the one that does the BFG?
Yeah.
I was going to say the BFG person. The
big fucking guy.
Big fucking guy.
We've got two Roald Dahls. Yeah. George Clooney.
George Clooney.
And Enid Blyton. Let's see. Roald Dahl! Gee.
God, oh,
you know what?
Imagine if you did a sequel, The Big Funky Gay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Number 11. Enver Hoxha was the leader of which country starting with A from 1941 to 1985?
Thanks for the hint.
Yeah.
Austria.
Enver Hoxha. I'm going to say Albania. What are you saying? Country starting with A. Who was Enver Hoxha?
What's a country?
It's tough, isn't it? Like a city but bigger.
Adelaide.
Like Tasmania?
Yeah.
It's like if you took a continent and scaled it down.
I'm going to say Albania.
Somewhere between a continent and a city.
Yeah. An incontinent.
Incontinent's bad.
Yeah. I don't know. So what did you say?
We both said Austria.
You guys are teaming up over there. Yeah, you train together, team up together.
We're MAD.
Yeah. I'm saying Albania. Adelaide. Andy's got Adelaide.
If it's Adelaide, I'm leaving. Yeah. Just say,
Albania. It's Albania. I actually got a point.
Really?
I think that's me just getting
off
the
mark. That's because you're just looking at the answers all the time.
He's making them up.
If I was looking at the answers, so far I've only got two right. If I was looking at the answers and I only got two right, I might as well kill myself.
I tell you that all the time.
Yeah.
That's right. Why you only got two, because you're looking at the answers.
Number 12. The 2018 novel Lethal White is the fourth novel in which series of novels?
I have no idea.
Lethal White.
Lethal White.
White, like the colour white?
Yeah.
It's got to be a part of the grey books. What are they called? Mr.
Oh,
Shades of Grey. So he's been like doing heaps of bondage
black,
and stuff, and then he just kills
it. Yeah. No, the, yeah, it goes white, and then it goes red, and then it's done.
And then it goes, he changes his name, moves to another country.
Yeah, 50 shades of...
49 shades.
Then it becomes the Bourne Identity. I have no idea. 2018 novel Lethal White is the fourth novel in which series of novels? I don't know.
50 Shades.
Yeah, I'll say 50 Shades.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
I've only referenced it before. It's the only book I know.
Cormoran Strike. Never heard of it.
Oh, haven't you heard of that one?
Like Harold Kumar.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
All right.
Yeah, so they go to White.
Mitch, with the assist from Jason on the phone, Mitch got 4 points.
Is that it? That's the end of the quiz.
Yeah, it's the end of the quiz. That's 12 questions. No, they're all 12 questions. Oh. Aki got 3 points. Deo got 2 points. Andy got... No, you got one. You got the plural of lava. Is it Larvae?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I got that.
We've got a 4-3-2-1, so Mitch wins this round. It's not too bad.
I don't win often, so I'm happy guys.
That's all right. Well, I know it's actually fun. Well, I suppose Andy rocked up halfway through, and we were really professional in this because we had Aki talking for like 8 minutes without a microphone. Then we plugged in a microphone that's made out of vice grips and a spanner. So I might hold it up to the camera so people can see the microphone stand that we've made for it. It's made out of vice grips and a spanner. Because so we had no other microphone stand because being the Sad Party podcast, we can't afford anything. So
yeah, we really are struggling for the equipment. But I mean, it's evolving.
We're also struggling for the brains and the comedy and everything else and to go content. With it. And struggling to even get together to actually do this thing. So why would I have an extra microphone?
And I think that like rolling into episode 50, this really steep down, you know, this downturn in form can only lead to us plateauing out.
Is this a legitimate 50?
This is 49. This is 49. 50.
You've done this 49 times. Yeah. And you're still this bad.
Yes.
Yes, Aki.
Exactly.
The scary thing is they've actually improved.
I couldn't read for the first episode.
Episode 1 was
fuck. episode 50, we probably won't even record.
No, I mean, just scream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yell at each other.
Well, it's been fun. So, I think all of you pricks better get out of my house.
No, well, hold on.
What?
What about...
Are you going to shill some products?
I'm not shilling anything.
Mitch always has to try and shill products because he gets a kickback from the Jocks company. I gave him suggestions on products they should make. The Sart.
Coming from the... No.
The Sart. There was a...
Swamp Ass Retention Centre.
Yeah, tell them about the products that you're pushing on.
So if you go to psdunderwear.com.au... use the code Mitch2020 at checkout, you'll save 25% off your order, which is and they got all different styles of underwear and backpacks and all sorts of stuff, lady stuff as well if you need something for your significant other.
Which brought me to what I was saying the other day. It was earlier today, talking about I reckon they should have jocks
in release order. It was the other
that
day.
Have a little retention system in the bottom of them so you can put a shot glass in there so that all the swamp ass seeps into the shot glass when you do shots of
the swamp ass retention system.
Yeah,
I thought that's retention. Where we were going with
what was it, swamp ass retention? Did we say system but we just said T anyway?
No, technology.
Retention technology. That's right. Sart. Yeah. So
all these underwear, are they gender neutral?
They can be if you are that way inclined. However, you will need to make a decision on men or women when you make your selection. So, unfortunately for those of us that are...
identify as
the Caitlyn Jenners of the world, you're going to have to go with what you've turned into.
Yeah. So, what discount code can people use, Mitchell?
Mitch2020 at checkout and you get 25% off.
And in this economy, that's a great deal.
That's good.
Yeah.
Squeeze every penny.
Or you can just save even more money by not wearing jocks at all.
Yeah, then you lose it. You're sacrificing comfort, really. And
no, you're increasing comfort.
Not really.
I'm not wearing jocks now.
Have you ever rubbed your
cock on denim? I'm not wearing pants either. Have I?
Rub your dick on a pair of jeans and tell me you're comfortable.
I call that a Wednesday night. I just call that a
Wednesday
night.
Whatever size, doesn't matter.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, this has been fun. So it's been good having extra people here just to annoy me. And yeah, thanks for coming. Get out of my house.